hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple broadcast on KAYT. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we would like to thank you once again for being one of our faithful listeners down through the years. As an announcement, we are serving Leesville and surrounding communities through our Feed the Hungry program that takes place on Wednesday, the 25th of March, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. During this event, perishable and non-perishable food items, along with a hot meal, are offered to individuals in need. This service is provided to the public regardless of financial status, and volunteers are always welcome. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and a powerful message from Elder John Owens, one of the associate elders at Johnson Temple, entitled, Greater is Working in Me. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
I want to draw your attention to 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse. Amen. And it reads, if you don't mind, to rest up on your feet for the reading of God's word. Amen. If you can. It's 1 John 4:4. And it's in your program if you don't. And it reads, ye are of God, little children. Woo! And have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. And if I could leave you with a thought this morning, amen, it will be greater is working in me. I wanted to say greater is working on us, but I have to be personal this morning. Hallelujah. Because I want to know that greater is working in me, on the inside of me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. I tell you, when I was thinking about, I was just thinking about, as we was in the workers' meeting and looking at all the things that were going on. One wonderful meeting, amen. Wonderful service, amen. Powerful word of God came forth in that meeting. And as I was looking around, I was just thinking about when we say, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, I wonder, do we really think about that? Because when I think about what God had brought me out of, when I think about the thing that I could have been in, woo! Hallelujah. It should make you get up off of your seat. It should make cry the tears come down your eye. It should make you put your hands together and clap until you run out of energy. Because when you think about what God has done for you, you ought to get excited. Shouldn't nobody have to pump or prime you? Because you know what God brought you out of. I know what God brought me out of. Every now and then, tears just roll down my cheek for no reason at all. just because I begin to think about. Woo, I'm going to move on. But I tell you this thing, I'm stuck somewhere. I'm stuck. Elder Moses, you mess me up. You know, wherever you are, you mess me up because I think about the goodness of Jesus and all, Pastor, that he done for me. When I was riding down the road yesterday and it began to rain as we were coming back, and we had stopped and got something to eat, and you know how when you get full, I'm going to move on, but you know how when you get full, and we were traveling down the road, hallelujah, we were traveling down the road, and I tell you, my eyes got so heavy that I couldn't hardly drive because I was sleepy. And you know, as a man, and my wife was sitting over on the driver's side. You know, as a man, you don't want to give up that driver's seat because you feel like that you the, come on somebody, that you the man. And if anybody bring my wife home, it should be me. But my eyes outweighed my pride. Somebody need to hear me. My eyes outweighed my pride. And I said, honey, I can't do it no more. And I'm so thankful because there was no change of words. She just said, pull over, baby. And this is what I thought about. About 4 or 5 years ago, she wouldn't have been able to do that. I would have had to push my way on home because she wouldn't have been able to drive me. But yesterday, somebody say yesterday. See, because greater was working in her. And she was able to get under the steering wheel. And Lord have mercy. I was able to lay on the other side of the driver's seat and go to sleep. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for watching over me. I had to get that out. I'm gonna move on, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greater is working in me. Greater is working in you. You should not allow the devil make you feel any less. You see, because the Bible said that the devil come for only a couple reasons. He come to steal. He comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. But we ought to understand, my brothers and sisters, that we have greater working on the inside. And the Bible said, great is he that is in me, great is he that is in you, than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. You see, all of us that has been saved have greater on the inside. And that greater that is on the inside is working for our good. Sometimes we might not understand what God is taking us through. And I like this Sunday school lesson this morning because, you know, I was a little stuck, but I got unstuck. Because God was trying to show that young man that what you have, I got something better for you. You might think that you got everything you need, but I promise you that when I came to Jesus, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. You see, that's people that probably will never get saved, because the Bible says in Revelation 3:20, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door." See, I'm glad this morning that I opened the door and I allowed the Lord to come into my life. And I thank the Lord for changing me. I'm a new creation. Hallelujah. I became a new creation. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is. Somebody say he is. He is a new creature. Old things, all those bad habits, all that envy, all that strife, all that backbiting, all those bad words, they pass away. And the Bible said, and behold, and behold, all things are become new. He changed the way I walk. He changed the way I talk. He changed the way I act. And he changed the way I react. Come on, somebody. I don't have to react to everything that you say to me, because greater is working for me. Hallelujah. Woo! I don't walk like I used to walk. I don't talk like I used to talk. I don't act like I used to act. Because before I got saved, I acted a mess. See, if you came to me, you had some words. I had some words for you. But God changed me. Put a new song in my heart. Gave me a new dance. Woo! Gave me a new way of acting. Gave me a new way of talking. Hallelujah. Greater is working in me. Hallelujah. There's been a change in my life. Hallelujah. I feel like Paul when he said, I haven't always got it right at all times. But Paul said in Philippians 3:10-14, he said, since I am saved, since I have been saved, anybody say? Since I've been sanctified, anybody been set aside? Hallelujah. And after I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. If I got anybody in this house that's filled with the Holy Ghost, somebody shout, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. And somebody would say, and somebody would add, with the burning fire. Woo! Hallelujah. I want to know more about Jesus. Since I've been saved, since I've been sanctified, since I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, I don't know about you, but I want to know more about Jesus. Paul said, I want to know more about Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. I don't mind suffering every now and then. Anybody mind suffering? See, because if I suffer with him, come on with me. If I suffer with him, the Bible said that I will reign with him. So every now and then, I don't mind. You ought not to mind suffering for Christ. Being made comfortable unto death. Because every one of us got to leave here. Everybody got to check out. But you ought not mind being ready. You ought to be ready when he calls your name. You ought to be saying, smiling when the Lord said, come on home. Now, I'm not ready to go today. But I would like for him to hold off just a little while. Hallelujah. If by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead, now as though I have already obtained, neither were I already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend for that which also I have apprehended in Jesus Christ. Brothers, I count myself not to have apprehended. That don't mean that I'm perfect, but I'm working toward perfection. Hallelujah. I counted not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, I forget those things behind me, because what I done is what I done. Hallelujah. I ask the Lord to forgive me and I move on, which are behind me, and I reach. Anybody reaching this morning? Forth unto the things which are before me, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. I want to know the man who John said was in the beginning of time. In the beginning, the word, in the beginning was the Word, John said. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And he was with God in the beginning. Though through him all things was made. And without him, nothing was made that had been made. John 1:1-2. Greater one I am talking about today is the same one who stepped out on nothing and spoke everything into existence by the power of his word. He just spoke. He said, let there be, and there was. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He said, let the moon and the sun come out, and there it was. He said, let the water divide from the land, and there it was. Everything God spoken, it came to existence. The light, the water, the fowls of the air, the creeping things on the earth, the sun and the star. What God commanded them to do in the beginning, they are still obeying God's word today. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of greater is on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Jesus, John said, we are God's little children. If anybody is a parent in this house, when you talk about that's my little child, you better not mess with him. John said that we are God's little children. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we ought to act like that we are God's little children and quit listening to the devil. Somebody say, I don't belong to the devil, but I belong to God. And if I belong to God, then I ought to act like I belong to God. I ought to walk like I belong to God. I ought to walk like I belong to God. Hallelujah. We are God's little children. And not only that, but he said, we are God's little children. We have overcome. I'm an overcomer. You are an overcomer. Hallelujah. We are overcomer. Overcome them. Who is them? Envy. We've overcome it. Strife. We've overcome it. Jealousies. We overcome it. Hatefulness. We overcome it. We are overcomers. The Bible said, by the blood of the Lamb and by our testimony. Don't let the devil put in your mouth what you ought to say. What we ought to say is in the word. Somebody say it's in the word. Well, the way we ought, what we say and what we believe, we should believe what the word say, not what our enemies say. Don't you know that the devil not going to tell you anything good? Don't you know he'd rather see you die and go to hell with him because he's going? We fail to understand is that we have access to the power and the resources which have we have never tapped into. I heard a story one day, and a man said that this man went and bought one of the top refrigerators. Very expensive. Told the man to deliver the refrigerator to me. He brought it in and he got all his stuff. Got his ice cream and he got his eggs and he got all his stuff and he put it in the refrigerator. And he closed the door and he went to bed that night. He got up the next morning and he opened the refrigerator and no light on. He called the people at the department store and said, "Now, I paid good money for this refrigerator. And this refrigerator is not working. So I want you to come and get this refrigerator." The man said, "Wait a minute, let me ask you a question." He said, "Now, when you open that refrigerator door, did the lights come on?" He said, "Matter of fact, it didn't." He said, "What I want you to do is look behind that refrigerator. You see that black car there?" "You see that black card? I want you to take that black card, and if you have an outlet, I want you to plug it into that outlet." The man took that black card and plugged that black card into the outlet, and bam, the light came on. The problem with you and I is that we don't tap in to what we have in God. See, we have greater that's working on the inside of us, but we don't know how to tap into it. Woo! But we learn to tap into the power of God, the greater that is working on the inside, we can overcome anything. God wants us to plug into the source and begin to operate in the power he has given to us. He has given us this power, but we walk around with our head down, whipping and moaning about nothing when all we got to do is speak the word. The Bible said, "Great is he that is in us than he that is in the world." We got greater working on the inside of us. And we ought to act like we have greater working on the inside of us and begin to operate in our greatness. John 14 and 12, Jesus said to his disciple, "Very, very, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall ye do also." And he didn't stop there. And he said, "And," which is a conjunction, "greater work than thee shall ye do." Because why? Why, Jesus? "Because I go to my Father." He said, "Greater." Now, I did some great work. I raised the dead. I opened the blinded eyes. I healed the sick. I healed the lame. But he said, "But greater works shall you do." Mark picked it up and said, he give us a glimpse of some of the things the great one will be able to do through us. Jesus said, "These signs will accompany us. Those who believe in my name, they shall drive out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hand on sick and the people, and they will get well." That's greater. That is working in us. We as the saints of God, the royal priesthood, the peculiar people, talking about us. Somebody said, "He's talking about me. He's talking about me. That greater is working in me. It's in me. It's in me." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me give you a few examples of greater. Hallelujah. You see, Peter went to Joppa, and he healed a man which was paralyzed and bedridden for 8 years. And And then he went on to Joppa, hallelujah, and healed the woman called Tabitha. Her name was Dasa, and she was always doing good and helping the poor. And at the time she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in the upper stair room in Lydia, and was near Joppa. So when the disciple heard about Jesus, heard about Peter, they called him. And Peter went to Lydia and laid kneel down, and he prayed. And all he said was, get up. But that's the power that working in them. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas was in jail because the power of greatness was working in them. Hallelujah. The Bible said they was in jail and they put them in an inner cell. They locked them in chains. But the Bible said that at midnight, hallelujah, they began to pray because they understood that greater was working on the inside of them. The Bible said that one was praying and the other was singing a song. I don't know what song they were singing, but I believe if it were me, I would be singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. But the Bible said, whatever song that they were singing, that at midnight, there was a rumble, there was a shaking, there was an earthquake going on, and the chains broke off of them. And they walked out of the prison, but it didn't go far, because the jailmen were so afraid that they thought that they were going to take their own life. But Paul said, don't take your life. We are all here in this house because greater is in me. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that greater is in me. I'm so glad that I can speak the word of God. Hallelujah. And if I would leave you with nothing else, just remember, when you go through your seasons, when the storm and the rain is on you, just remember that you got something on the inside that is able to carry you through. Hallelujah. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but he said, joy will come in the morning. I'm so glad that he didn't say how long the night would come, but he did say, but when the night is over, somebody say, when the night is over, when morning come, we will be all right. God bless you. God bless you. Greater is working on the inside.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
There might be one today